The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
When she said, "I don't dance now, I make money moves," that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle.
The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist, 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A lot of money. It's Pharrell, Coast to Coast.
And we are back. Hour number two, Pharrell, Coast to Coast here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio, Carver High, and the Encyclopedia of College Football. Gopher to two, Joe Lisi here for Scotty today on a Wednesday. All right, Joe, I got to finish off the Cub game. So they won. We played the Hap highlights. He throws out a couple runners at the plate, but that still wasn't good enough for manager David Ross, who was upset about a few things, Joe, afterwards. He was upset with the umpires, and he was upset that the Brewers closed the roof at the stadium. Here's Ross.
I know it's not an easy job, but there's some of the pitches that got called today just weren't even close. And so it's got to be better. You know, they're closing the roof to get rid of the shadows late. There's a lot of bullshit that went on today that just was really frustrating.
Whoa.
I thought it was horse shit. I don't know.
Whoa. Your boy there, Joe, using the language, David Ross, to get his point across. After a win, he's got to chill out, Joe. Go have a beer. You won the game.
He's blue collar. He's like Dan Campbell with Detroit, biting elbows, knocking out kneecaps. That's what it's all about. I like this guy, Ross. Not bad. He might get my. That's it now. I like him. He's complaining about the roof, the shadows. What do you want him to do? You want him to be like your boy Aaron Boone, player's coach?
Boone's a fake tough guy. See, that's the difference. Boone's a fake tough guy. He goes out, gets thrown out of games. He's a fake tough guy. David Ross probably is a blue collar, like you just said. Phillies beat the Rays 3-1. The Mariners beat the Giants 6-0. Also something, Joe, you don't see every day, like the two runners getting thrown out at home by Ian Happ. How about a complete game shutout for a pitcher? Your boy Logan, what's eating Gilbert Grape, getting it done for the Mariners en route.
Has been in control all day long. His 1-2 pitch. He struck him out! Logan Gilbert with a complete game shutout on this Independence Day in San Francisco. Pure dominance by the Mariners right-hander. He was absolutely vicious today against the Giants.
Logan Gilbert shutting down the Giants, Joe, with the complete game shutout, something you also don't see anymore. You love to see it.
Yeah, but not against my Giants. I'm sitting on a 25-1 for them to win the World Series. I don't want that to happen, Carver. I mean, where's the Giants? Ever since I bet on them now, here we go, other way.
Island of Misfit Toys.
I know, you warned me.
I'm very surprised that of all the teams.
I know.
All the teams in that 25-40 range that you could have backed, I'm very surprised that you chose that one. That's for sure. But that's Joe.
He's a great.
He's got a zig when everybody's zagging. That's what Joe does, so I can understand that. The A's don't win many games, Joe, but when they do, we give them a little credit. How about 1-0 in 10 over the Tigers? They only had two hits. Ryan Noda had the second one to give them the lead on NBC Sports Bay Area.
1-1 hit into left field for a base hit for Noda.
Hit of the night for Oakland produces the first run of the game. It's 1-0 Athletics.
Wow, how about that, Joe? Exhilarating in Detroit between Oakland and the Tigers last night. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty, Sirius XM Channel 159. Sports Byline, good to have you with us. What were you going to say there, Joe, about the A's?
I was going
to say about the A's.
Yeah, the A's are closing the gap on your Diamondbacks right now.
Oh, I don't know.
We
about
got a
that,
couple
Joe.
Of those. We put a couple of back-to-back wins together. 24 wins already. Look at this
just
team.
Just to let you know, 24 wins. The Diamondbacks have 50. So you're still 26. You're 26, 27, 28. You're 29 games back in the loss column for our preseason Oakland Arizona. Friendly wager that we made. 29 games back in the loss column. But the good news for you is you have an entire second half after the All-Star break to try and make that up. So
you think 45 wins is out of the realm of possibility for that team? Is 45 is 45 the number? Think of it right now.
We've got to see what they sometimes put the updated win totals up. I think they always put them up at the All-Star break too, Joe. We got to see what that win total, what the updated midseason.
You're going to go under? Are you going to go under?
I got to see what the number is first.
I know.
I got to see what the number is first.
I'll give you a fictitious number.
Give me a number.
48 and a half. Are you going under? Double what they have now. Duplicate exactly what they had in the first half.
I'm probably going to go under. I think it's. Usually when you're having a season like this, it tends to get worse before it gets better. So even though you think it can't get much worse than 24 and 63, I think it actually can get worse than 24 and 63. So
you're right, boo.
And that's with they had 2 weeks where they were scorching hot, if you remember. They're 24 and 63, and they had two scorching hot weeks about a month ago. Wild. All right, Joe, we'll do the rest of the baseball later on. I got to do the golf. With Cam coming up next, I'll let you get some cracks at the John Deere also, Joe. Don't worry. We'll let you later on in the show give some selections too. But me and Cam, picks for the John Deere Classic next for El Coast to Coast. Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us every Wednesday on Coast to Coast. We get you ready for this week's PGA Tour event with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. Game time decisions, weeknight, 6 p.m. East, right here on the grid. Cam, we've been running hot, baby, as we head into the John Deere Classic in Illinois this week. I'm excited, buddy. And look, it's going to run out at some point. I know that. But it's nice the last 2 weeks having Bradley and having Fowler. It was a good couple weeks for me.
I told you, you're gonna have to start selling soon, Carver. People should be paying for your great advice. I've been good, but you've been at another level of insanity, and congratulations. That's what can happen in golf. You get on a heater for a while, and these are big paydays. These aren't just some like baseball wins or, you know, I won a football game. You can cash and win thousands of dollars. So I know the listeners and viewers appreciate it. I do too. Great tournament this week. I love it. As you texted me, we love these jabroni tournaments, and I couldn't agree more. We're getting guys in a weekend field, and I find we do better in these things rather than the majors because we know these guys. We watch every shot of these guys, and we know which guys are up-and-comers. So hopefully we nail another one this week.
Yeah, we don't have any heavy hitters, per se, in the field, Cam. In fact, as I usually start with you, I'll give you who the outright favorites are before we give our picks. There's three guys at the top, which of course is Russell, don't call me Don Henley, Dangerous Denny McCarthy, and Cameron Forever Young are the three guys at the top of the board. I think Cam Young was the name everybody was maybe a little surprised is playing, but let's be honest here, Cam, I'm not surprised he's playing because He's been awful, and he's never won an event on the PGA Tour. And if there's a week where he could put those things together, this could be it for him.
Good call. And another thing is next week, Scottish Open. You know what I mean? It's one of those things, Carver. It's actually, he has to take care of business now and get some confidence before you go. Remember, he did play well at the Open Championship in that duel with Cam Smith and Rory McIlroy before. So
yep.
Lynx golf's maybe his thing, but he's got to make some bread. I like your picks this week. You know, Denny McCarthy's one of these guys I think you have to look at the price, because putting is probably going to be the difference. This course is not long. It's a par 71. And I will say one thing about the John Deere. The greens are smooth, just like their tractor products, Carver. Very, very nice, smooth. And Denny McCarthy is the best roller of the rock we know.
He certainly is. And that's where I'll start, Cam, for my picks. Now, I like having guys in this tournament who have played well in the weeks leading up. You know, if you're playing this and you've had some good numbers, or you've been close in a couple tournaments this year, that's who I want. Dangerous Denny McCarthy. If I'm taking any of the chalk at the top, I'm taking him at 16-1. We know that he's almost been there a few times. And also Adam Hadwin, Cam, right off of losing in a playoff a week ago. I love the way he was striking the ball. 28-1 for him. Adam Shank, he has come close a bunch of times this year. 33-1, we got him at this week. We have Eric Cole knocking on the door, left, right, and center. Seamus Power has not knocked on anything. But, Cam, I like taking Seamus in a limited field like this because he is a previous winner on the PGA Tour, and you never know, if he gets his game going this week, he could win again. Sepp Straka at 55-1. I like the way he's been going. And Dougie Gim at 65-1. I just feel it's going to be in that 30-80 range this week, Cam. Last year, I hit the Postman at 50-1. JT Poston to win this tournament. We're going to try to go belly to belly here with the with this one here at the John Deere.
Yeah, as the Prime Minister, I should add Adam Hadwin to the mix, Carver, and I just found him on a boost at 35, so I have to respect my constituents as Prime Minister of Canada. I need a Canadian in my field, but I'm going to start with a Swede. Our trade talks are good between hockey nations. Ludvig Åberg, this guy really let me down on the weekend. I got to tell you, Carver, that rain delay really pissed me off. I had everybody on the top of the leaderboard, and after that, Straka, all my horses, they all went to die over the weekend, but I'm not backing down. Moops, Taylor Moore. Watch out for both Moores this week. Actually, Ryan is 125-1. He'll play well. Adam Shank, we're on it. Eric Cole, we love the man. And two bombs for you, Nate Lashley. I'm not getting off this guy. He actually played pretty well last week. He's making cuts, and he's getting paychecks. And Zach Johnson, him and Steve Stricker are the kings of this event. It's a home game for Zach Johnson. He loves the John Deere Classic, and he's actually not even playing that bad. I'm going to sprinkle at 100-1.
I think, you know, last week I picked up Ludvig after the first round, Cam. So obviously I didn't get him at some astronomical number. I think I got him at 15. And you're right. Yeah. He was a letdown on Sunday. He played awful in that final round. So we'll see if we can get him to bounce back. Here's where I'm going for the top 10s, 20s, and 40s. Adam Shank and Eric Cole. These are the two guys, Cam, I am in on everything this week. You saw them both on my outright board. I'm going to play both of them for top 10s and some protection too. 3-1 and plus 420 for those two. Captain Kirk for a top 20 at plus 160. Mr. Rogers, a top 20 at plus 190. Michael Kim, a former winner here at this event, Cam, for a T40 at plus 125. And another former winner of the John Deere. He has been awful this year, Cam. He's only known for his Netflix appearance, and that is Joel Damon. But I'm going to go course history and how he's played in the past and only do a top 40 at plus 225, and hopefully I can get him across the line. He's got to play good at some time, Cam, doesn't he?
You're right. And the thing about Damon is this is the type of field maybe he catches fire. And I've known one thing, Carver. He's a guy that can come out of nowhere, too. Like miscut, 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 T4. He's one of those guys. Like, he's not just a guy you ride in form. He's a very streaky player. And about the Rogers pick for you, watch out for Patrick Rogers as a first-round leader pick, too. This guy loves coming out of the gate hot in these tournaments. Denny McCarthy, I'm with you, Carver. I want a little bit more, but for a top 10 at plus 170. Cameron Young, after I made this pick, I almost want to put a line through it. I'm like, really? Like, I don't know. I liked him earlier. Now the more I think about it, I'm like, I wish I didn't send that pick, but we're there. Ludvig Åberg, I'm sticking with this guy till he does something. A top 20, very necessary. Kirk, I love your pick. He could win this week. Love him for a top 20. And the rest of my gang, T. Moore, awesome. Zach Johnson, top 40, plus 160. And Nate Lashley. I think both of those bombs got a chance to be on page one. I'll definitely take them at plus 160 for top 40s.
I may add some 10s and 20s for Lucas Glover as well, Cam, with how
good
he
call.
Finished last Sunday, and he played very Agreed. Well. We might add Lucas Glover to the mix. All right, first round leader bombs. You told me to look out for Mr. Rogers for the first round leader bombs. Well, guess what, Cam? He's on the list, baby, at 55 Smart. To 1. Mr. Rogers is on the first round leaders. Eric Cole, 45 to 1. Straka, 65. Callan Tarum, watch out for him this week, 65 yes. to 1. Gim at 70 to 1. Patton Kizzire, go look at this guy's history at this course. It's excellent. 90 to 1 for Kizzire. Big bombs. Grayson Murray at a buck 20 to 1. And this guy has been awful this year, just like Damon. EVR, Eric Van Rooyen. But you know what, Cam? He's another guy. He can have 15 missed cuts in a row, and then he hits you over the head with a first-round leader. 150 yep. to 1 for EVR here to get this out at the John Deere. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, tight pants for EVR in a tight game sometimes. But I'm going to say this, Carver. I think we might have to add one. Shea Reve. He's one of those guys. He's always at the top early. I'm going to have to put it. You know what? I'm going to actually play more first-round leaders this week because all these guys we have, I want us to win the first-round leader and roll it into the weekend. It's just one of those things. I'm going to spend a little bit more. But I really think this guy, you take him all the time, too. The guy comes out of the gate
I take him a lot. I'll add him in, Cam. I got room for more first-round leaders. Let's go. Let's get Shea in there. That's perfectly fine with me. The John Deere Classic in Illinois this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Me with some of the few who are, Cam. I know it's not.
Yes.
We don't have the glitz and the glamour. Everybody's getting ready for Across the Pond. So next week, Cam, next 2 weeks, Scottish Open, the Open Championship, back-to-back, all the heavy hitters will be in the mix. I'm looking forward to it. I love when they cross the pond here in mid-July and we get these links courses involved.
Couldn't agree more, too. And it's going to be awesome, Carver. And maybe the guy this week, he heats it up and gets over to Europe and does well. So, you know, it's one of those things. We'll see. Ricky Fowler's feeling pretty good going into Europe. I could tell you that, buddy. Great pick last week.
Lots of guys this week trying to get into the Open Championship. And next week, what do they got? The Barbasol next week too, Cam?
Yeah.
I think you got a doubleheader next week. They got the Barbasol for a Jabroni tournament. All right, there it is. The Golf Picks with Cam Stewart, coast to coast. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. BetMGM has you set up with their Swing for the Fences promo. That's right. What do you got to do? Log into your BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android. Play the BetMGM MLB free-to-play game from May 27th through September 7th. Be a batter and pick an area of the strike zone. Depending on the area of the strike zone you pick, you will get a single, double, triple, homer, or pop-out and receive the prize associated with that type of hit. You can play once a day. Prizing must be used on Major League Baseball and expires in 24 hours. BetMGM's Swing for the Fences. Speaking of BetMGM, it is time for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. And we bring in, as we do every day, our man Davis Maddock, of course, every day on C2C and Saturday mornings on Fantasy Sports Today, 8 a.m. East on the grid. Davis, hope the 4th of July holiday was good. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, 4th of July was great. No complaints. Looking forward to NFL training camp being 2 weeks away. Looking very much forward. I actually love the alternate tour event, so I'm jazzed for the Barbasol and the Scottish next week,
yes.
But super jazzed for the Open Championship. But the betting on like the 290th best player in the world, it's a feeling that few things in this life can give us.
That's what makes guys like me, you, and Cam Stewart. Me and Cam were just talking about it. I mean, nobody watches the John Deere. Like, I love the John Deere because I've been watching all these guys, and I know who's been playing well. And you're getting guys at deep shots, and It's a fun tournament. The Barbasol, the same thing. And the Scottish now, all the heavies play the Scottish now as a tune-up for the Open Championship. But I think it's awesome, and we have got a good couple of weeks of golf to get set for here, Davis. Let's get to the baseball, and we have to start with your boy, Ohtani, who left the game last night, blister on the hand after giving up the back-to-back homers. Let's just look at it this way. They've now lost Trout. He's going to be gone for a while. It's a broken bone in his hand. He's going to be out 6, 7, 8, who knows how many weeks. Ohtani leaves the game. He's already said he's not going to pitch in the All-Star game. He doesn't know how it's going to affect his hitting. What would you do if you're the Angels here, Davis? Because, look, I don't see how hitting every day will get your blister better if you're a pitcher. I just don't see how swinging a bat 4 or 5 times a night and hitting 450-foot bombs is going to improve a blister on his pitching hand. I just don't see that.
I mean, I think your only option is to shut him down for a while. It doesn't really make any sense for this absolute freak of nature to put himself at risk for a team, depending on where you look, depending on which sports book, depending on which projection sites, between like 19 and 25% to make the playoffs without Mike Trout for the next, let's say, 3 weeks, and certainly without Ohtani for the foreseeable future, or just, because that's the thing, is Ohtani just as a hitter, still pretty valuable, but you also just put your, basically the effect of putting your best pitcher on the IL, which you don't really want to do. I mean, it feels like the Angels are going to get burned. It feels like they're just going to keep Shohei Ohtani. They're not going to trade him. They're just going to let him wind down that contract, and then he's going to go to the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets or the Rangers. They're going to give him a huge contract. He's finally going to play some meaningful postseason baseball. But it does just feel like the Angels are just destined to basically get nothing out of having Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani on the same team.
I'm kind of surprised, Davis, that this hasn't really been ramped up a little bit more now that we've hit July, because you're 100% right. He can leave for nothing at the end of the year. You're talking about great all-time generational talent. He hits and he pitches. He does it all. He's going to win the MVP again, and he can go for nothing. And that's a dangerous place to be if you're that franchise. And maybe they have talked already and they have assurances that he wants to stay there. I mean, we haven't heard any of that. But if you're sitting there, you got to think long and hard about the next 3.5 weeks and what you can potentially get if you did decide to just cut the line and say, you know what, we're not going to be able to do it. What can we get for this guy?
There's got to be... Again, baseball trades, it's never, this is not like trading someone in the NBA where a first round pick, it's not the same thing. And it's not the same thing in the NFL where guys you think are really good are actually on these horrible contracts, so they end up being traded for way less than you think. It's a totally different ball game. I mean, the Angels could get a lot of prospects. They could definitely get a decent amount of cash. I guess they could get some decent major leaguers probably if they wanted to. I haven't even started to explore like what the Mets could give up. And I guess the other thing is that whatever team trades for him would obviously be in the pole position to sign him to an extension, right? So you'd be able to get him in the building. You'd develop a relationship with him. You develop a relationship with his agent. And look, man, that's valuable. It just really, like, I would give up a decent sized package just to get Ohtani in the building, just to start negotiating with him first, because when that guy starts playing for a good baseball team that's not the Los Angeles Angels, like we thought he was like AL MVP, like what'd he open at, like +150, +200 on the BetMGM sportsbook for AL MVP. I mean, when this dude is on a team that projects to win 92 games, he's gonna be like -500 to win the MVP by like June 1st.
It's so true, and it's going to be fascinating because that is way too real a possibility that he just walks away. And if some team wants to get a 3-month head jump on anybody else, open up the vault and see what you can do. Let's see if you can get through this blister situation first. It doesn't happen very often, Davis, but the Braves did lose a game last night. It is possible. It can happen. Nice win for Cleveland over the Braves.
Yeah, look, I'm happy for the Cleveland Guardians. You know, they're the absolute dogfight in that AL Central division. I mean, no team wants to win that division. Everyone in that division is so bad. They're leaving Chicago White Sox fans who, the team has 37 wins, 50 losses. They're terrible. Everyone on the team stinks. And White Sox fans are like, you know, we go on a three-game run. We win a series against the Twins. We win a series against the Guardians, and we're right back in it. The Guardians are one of my most bum teams that, like, I just get bummed out thinking about them because they have this incredible ability, like no other organization in baseball, to find these starting pitchers out of nowhere. They call them up. They're unbelievable. They strike out everyone. They go seven innings. But they just, you know, the ownership group is not really all that interested in spending money. So they're just kind of a bummer of a team to talk about.
They certainly are. And you're right. That division is putrid. And I'm with those White Sox fans. I would love to see them somehow, some way, get back in it for my 12-1 to win the AL Central. Okay, Davis, let's get to tonight. We will start in L.A., where the Dodgers actually lost to the Pirates last night. Big ninth inning for the Pirates. They end up winning. What about tonight out at Chavez Ravine?
Yeah, I'm not giving any late inning dramatics to the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. The market, by the way, less Scotty Farrell on his day off watching this program think I am disrespecting the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pittsburgh Pirates are below the St. Louis Cardinals in division odds to win the NL Central.
Ridiculous.
Nobody believes in the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that includes me. I don't believe. I've really liked what Bobby Miller has put together. I guess I liked what Bobby Miller has put together in some stints as a major leaguer. I mean, his first two starts were phenomenal. Now, he really relies on the fastball, so you'll get what happened to him against Houston. He gave up 4 earned runs, 2 home runs. It was not particularly pretty, but I like his profile. And also, I mean, I just think all these Dodgers pitchers, every young Dodgers pitcher calls up. These guys are always good. But my gold star play of the night, Tommy Malone, back in Major League Baseball pitching for the Seattle Mariners. Wade Miley's probably the pitcher I bet against the most, but Tommy Malone has got to be second. I mean, I have been betting against this guy since I was in college, and he's never been good. I mean, this guy has an almost 5 ERA, and if you look at the last 5 years, his ERA is over 5.5. I don't know how he is a Major League pitcher right now, but we are taking the Giants. I don't even care that their right-handers are like Blake Scobel and JD Davis. I do not care. I am hammering the San Francisco Giants tonight.
And you are also, and they of course got shut out by the immortal What's Eating Gilbert Grape yesterday. Logan Gilbert shutting them down out at Oracle. You also are going to go tater time in that game with one of the Island of Misfit Toys, JD Davis.
Isn't that what the Giants are? They're like, oh, I remember that guy. I remember when that guy was on that team. Yeah, I remember. That's the entire team. Yeah, JD Davis. I mean, I think you could take him, or I think that you could take, I don't know, Louis Matos, maybe Patrick Bailey. I think these guys are all fine numbers, but JD Davis was the one I would hit. And then I ran it last night. We're running it back again. I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves, Mike Soroka, taking the mound against Cal Quantrill, who is actually the worst Cleveland Guardians pitcher. But I told this to Scotty yesterday. We're pricing the Braves at less than 150, and I'm just taking them. I do not even care. I don't care who's pitching. I don't care who they're playing. I don't care where they're playing. Better than minus 150, I'm just taking them.
They hit so many homers every night, win or lose. With that guy, my pal Cal Quantrill, going, he gives up dingers left and right. They are going to mash him tonight, Davis. I'm going to lay the 1.5 with the Braves tonight. I think they bounce back in a big way. Davis, great stuff. We'll see you back tomorrow with Scotty. The Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. We're back coast to coast right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe, let's finish this baseball because I want to get to all tonight's games, as I was just talking about a few of them with Davis there on the lion's share. Cleveland, as we were saying, did beat the Braves 6-5 in 10. David Fry, who, with the walk-off for the Guardians on Bally Sports Cleveland.
Let's see.
He did.
It's deep. Rosario back. He will get it. And the Guardians win it on the 4th of July.
Wow. How about that, Joe? The Guardians win it on the 4th of July. And I was just saying to Davis, I think Atlanta pounds Cleveland tonight. I mean, you talk about a get-back game. I think they pound them tonight. We'll lay the run in half. We'll alt it too, Joe. Alt it all with the Braves tonight.
Do we take the over? I mean, is the over going to come in, or do we start buying into this Cleveland team? Yeah? Over?
No, Braves get the over by themselves tonight in Cleveland against my pal.
I'll take the over. We picked the White Sox to challenge Cleveland. Where are they? Will you tell me another team? They're 42-43, the Guardians, and then they're leading the division. It's terrible right now.
I think the Twins nudged back in front of them. I think the Twins are 500 and have the lead now. But the Guardians are their closest pursuer there in the AL Central. Our White Sox just can't get anything going. They had a lead last night in the 8th inning. They were up 3-2 in this game. But Vladdy Guerrero Jr. in the 8th on Sportsnet in Toronto.
He said earlier. Sends this one to right field. And it is gone. Opposite field, two-run homer for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. puts the Blue Jays back on top.
I was very unfortunate, Joe. I was hoping the White Sox would win that game. I actually thought there'd be a lot more runs in that game as well. It was a little low scoring for me with only 7. Again, we'll try. I think tonight, same thing, Joe, when we get to that game with Lynn and Berrios going, maybe we can turn the corner and get an over in Chicago tonight.
Well, this will be my all-star bet. I equate Toronto much like San Diego, right? They're maybe starting to find their groove. So I'm going to bet Toronto to potentially win the World Series. And now Vlad, with 13 home runs, I'm going to take a shot for him to win the MVP with Ohtani a little bit banged up. What do you think about that? I'm not buying into San Diego in the West. Too much competition. But Toronto, with potentially everything in front of them, maybe they could get hot in July and August.
Wow, Joe making a statement here on C2C on a Wednesday. A statement. He is going to back the Toronto Blue Jays. That is your team now, Joe. I need to look and see what we have here. 20-1 to win the World Series, 10-1 to win the American League. You don't think they're going to get the Rays for the division, do you,
no,
Joe?
No,
20
no.
to 1 for the division.
No, I don't want that bet. That's okay. Too much. I'd rather them take the AL in terms of the championship at 10-1. What's Vlad?
66-1 for Vlad.
Wow, Carver.
Right now. 66-1.
That's juicy. You like that number.
Well, you only make that bet if you... if you believe the Angels are trading Ohtani to the National League by August 1st, that's the only way that you make
that bet. What if he's on the shelf for like a month and a half? If he's on the shelf for a month and a half, what?
Month and a half. If he comes back, though, and then at the last month and a half destroys everybody, he's still going to win. He'd have to miss like
200?
The majority.
What if he bats 200?
He's not going to bat 200. He's not going to bat 200. He's Ohtani.
He hits any pitches. Carver, last year he was in a major slump in the middle part of the year. You know it as well as I do. I'm going to take Vlad, 66-1. That's great. No, he was 20-1 at the start of the year. He's 66-1 now.
No, he's been awful. He's been awful.
Yeah,
got to pick
it
up.
Run. No, yeah, he's got 13 homers. There you go.
Can we do a little more? Can we get moving here? Go get him. Buy him low, Joe. Buy him low. 66-1. Get him low. Maybe he'll be able to cash out. Maybe he'll get back to 20 by September 1st, and you can cash it out.
They won't
go ahead.
Cash out with that. They won't give it. It's got to be under 10.
Pirates beat the Dodgers 9-7. Little ninth inning comeback for the Pirates last night off the bench on AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
fights this one off. That's dropping into left field. This is going to score two. Josh Palacios into second with a pinch hit. Two-run double. 9-7 Bucks.
Palacios, Joe, getting it done for the Buccos as they raise the Jolly Roger out in Los Angeles. Congrats to them. I gave you the AL earlier, and I just gave you Vlad. I wanted to give you the NL before we get to tonight's games to let you know who the favorites. Obviously, Acuña Jr. is still up there. He's minus money now, Joe. I know we look at this usually every Wednesday when you're with me. He is in the minus 350 range now to win the MVP. Freeman right after him. And then you get all the Dodger guys. Freeman, Betts, etc. Juan Soto, Luis Urias from Miami. He's having a ridiculous year, Joe. Ronald Acuña.
It's incredible.
Jr. He's having a ridiculous year.
Crazy. You know, I was on him last year. Figures. That's why.
Well, he let you down. He let you down, and now this year he's going to win it. He's got 41 steals already. He got 41 stolen bases. Like, he's having a...
He had like 13 home runs look at that last part of year it. At the All-Star break. He had 13
home
runs.
He's got 21 right now.
I know.
Got 21 homers and 41 steals. Monster year,
Joe. Would you take a shot on Freeman 12-1? I mean, the only two guys I would put on there, I mean, take a shot, are the Dodgers and Freeman and Betts. 12-1 and 16-1. I can't do anybody else.
Again, I think at this point, you're only making that if you feel Acuña is going to get hurt.
No, well, you don't want to see
that. I don't think his play's falling off. I don't want to see it either, but I think it's the same deals with Otani. Hurt or traded is the only way anyone else is winning.
Yeah, but Otani's banged up now. He's got the blister, so you don't know how that's going to
affect. He's got a blister on his hand. He might miss a week. They got the All-Star break next week. He could be playing at the end of next week after the All-Star break.
Nah, I'm taking
He might be playing tonight. He's crazy. He's probably going to hit tonight and say, you know, wrap it up. Wrap up the blister and go out and hit a 450-foot homer. Then he'll really be giving you the business, Joe, if that happens. This is wide open. AL Cy Young, Framber Valdez of the Astros is 2-1. Cole is plus 350. Gossman's 4-1. And now Otani 8-1. You see, this is where Otani, because I think that the pitching will be out of the mix, Joe. The pitching isn't going to be happening. He's still going to hit, but he's not going to pitch. So I didn't think he was going to win this anyway. McClanahan's fallen to 10-1 because he's gotten hurt. Man, nasty Nate Eovaldi on there. I still think that there's opportunity with Cole, Joe, at plus 350. I do.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best player on the Yankees right now, the most consistent. So what was he about a week ago? Wasn't he like 6-1 or plus 550?
Two weeks ago he was 6, and last week when we did it, he was 450. So he's moved up to 350 now. Valdez is hurt. McClanahan's hurt.
3-1. You can't take him. Are you going to take 3-1? Come on.
So we got one last shot there, Joe. Get him now at 350. Why don't you put him with
350 would be like
something.
My
Why don't
limit.
You put it with the golf. Put it with the golf.
That's tough. I like the NL a little bit better.
NL Cy Young, Gallen's plus 225. Kershaw, who just went on the IL, also is 3-1. Strider 6-1. Stroman's been very good at 11-1. Logan Webb's been good too at 13-1. Steele has been really good at 16-1. There's some deep shots there, but I think Gallen's been a lot better than everyone else, Joe.
I would take a shot on Zach Wheeler because I think the Phillies can make a little bit of a run. He's an integral part of that staff, 15-1. I think that's pretty good value for Zach Wheeler.
Wow. Going deep, Joe, with Zach Wheeler on the NL Cy Young list. I did not see that coming. I got Gallen last week when I was in PA, I told you. So I'm good to go with Gallen, and we'll try to ride him out through the rest of the year. Let's get to tonight. We'll start these, and then we'll finish them at the top of the hour. By the way, Astros did beat the Rockies 6-4 final down in Houston, Joe, the one afternoon game that we had earlier. Detroit is where we'll begin the night slate with the A's and the Tigers. They played the 1-0 10-inning game last night. Eduardo Rodriguez for Detroit. Ken Waldichuk goes for the A's, minus 225 for the Tigers, plus 180 for Oakland, 8.5 the total. I'm sorry, Joe. I know the A's suck, and I don't think they'd beat him two nights in a row, but the Tigers aren't good enough to be laying minus 225 against anybody. I don't care who they're playing. You can't
taking
lay
the over
the Tigers. Are you? How about that? You're taking the
White.
Over. Any what do you got for me there? Why are you taking the over? Why do you like the over so much?
Because I think Detroit can batter the pitching staff in Oakland. I mean, I think they can score some runs. Over the last, 3 weeks, Oakland's been trending more to the under than they have for the overs, right? They were one of the teams that had the best over percentage prior to that. I think they revert back to form right before the All-Star break, and Detroit needs to win this game. So I'm willing to take a 8.5. If it was 9.5, 10, I'd say no. Under 9, 8.5 in that area, I'm willing to take a shot.
The Phillies will go for two in a row in Tampa against the Rays. Taijuan Walker, who's been excellent his last few starts. Zach Littell goes for Tampa. Rays are minus 130. Phillies plus $1.10. Flat 9, the total at the Trop. I like the Phillies again tonight, Joe.
That's tough. I would take the Rays and under in this game. I think the under comes in tonight.
Rays and the under, huh?
Yeah.
Going Rays and the under. I'm going to stick with the Phillies. I don't have any feel for the total. As we'll see later on, I do like a little Schwarbaum tonight down at the Trop. Cardinals and the Marlins again down in Miami. Matthew Liberatore and Brian Hoeing is the pitching matchup. The fish right now, Joe. Marlins minus 115, minus 105 for St. Louis. Flat 9 the total. I'm going back to the Marlins. Going back to the Marlins again. 3 in a row against the Redbirds.
No, Alton. I hope they get crushed, St. Louis. They did me rotten since I took that ticket. They've been absolutely pathetic. I hope they get blasted tonight. Over the 8.5 and lay the run and a half take the run and a half with Miami.
And Jorge Soler against left-handed pitching, Joe, mashes. So try to get Soler early on facing Liberatore. Maybe a little tater time for him. Since he absolutely destroys those guys. The Reds are in Washington again tonight, where we will have... There you go, Joe. Where's the Reds? Oh, I had a crash for you now, Joe. We have the Reds checking in. Minus 120 as the road favorite. Even money for the Nationals. 9.5 is the total tonight in D.C.
Wait, I mean, they're playing consistent baseball. I mean, I want to take the over, but 9.5 is a little high. I say lay it with the Reds. I think they win. They're playing great.
Graham Ashcraft and Josiah Gray, your starters there, as
so
we
that's
have
over
fixed me. Our computer problems here, Joe. Gray's been good. 6-6 with a 3-3 for the Nationals. But the Red Bats right now, Joe, are hot, hot, hot. And Ashcraft, he gives up his share of runs as well. I'm over the rainbow in that one tonight. Up, up, up and away for the Reds and the Nationals in D.C. All right, we'll do the rest of the baseball at the top of the hour. Pharrell, Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. It is time for this day in Carver High history. We start in 1968. Rod Laver wins Wimbledon to take the first ever prize money offered at the tournament. Only £2,000, Joe, to the winner in 1968. 74, Chrissy Everett wins her first Wimbledon title. 75, Arthur Ashe becomes the first African-American man to win Wimbledon when he beats Jimmy Connors. 80, Bjorn Borg beats McEnroe in 5 sets for his 5th straight. It's Wimbledon Day on this day in sports history. 86, Martina Navratilova wins her 7th Wimbledon singles title. 91, MLB owners approve the Colorado Rockies and the Florida Marlins as new National League franchises to start in 1993. 92, Andre Agassi wins the first of his 8 Grand Slam titles. Guess what he won? Wimbledon. 97, Martina Hingis, youngest Wimbledon winner in 110 years. She was 16 years old. 1998, the Rocket. Roger Clemens gets his 3,000th career strikeout against the Rays, the 11th active pitcher to achieve the milestone.
Well, Clemens One strike away from hitting the 3,000 mark, and the fans here at Sky Dome on their feet. Wynn has been tough with two strikes. And he's out on strikes reaching. That's 3,000 for Roger Clemens, who strikes out the side. Roger Clemens becomes the 11th Major League pitcher to hit the 3,000 mark.
Those 2 years that Clemens spent in Toronto in 97 and 98, those were just straight gas years. I mean, my man was rolling into juice those 2 years, Joe. Those were peak Clemens gas. Wimbledon winners, Sampras in 98, Serena in 2003, Venus in 2008. Federer beat Roddick in 2009. Kvitova, Petra Kvitova, we love her, Joe. 2014, she won. Carly Lloyd scored a hat trick for the U.S. in the Women's World Cup in 2015. There you go.
When she said, "I don't dance now, I make money moves," that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle.
The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist. 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.